is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Afghanistan, an earthquake. Afghanistan, a famine. Afghanistan, a severe drought through the subcontinent. Bill Rajo, the senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, he and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. For more than a decade, for two decades, Bill has been watching Afghanistan crumble and then rearrange itself around, depending upon the decade, NATO or the United States, and once upon a time, Russia. Now it's reorganizing itself around the Taliban, except the Taliban has no ready source of cash except for drugs. And when an earthquake strikes, who are you going to call? The report: the U.S. will provide nearly $55 million to Afghanistan to respond to a devastating earthquake that took place last week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced. The aid will provide water, sanitation, hygiene supplies to prevent waterborne disease outbreaks. Said the Secretary, the United States has an enduring commitment to the people of Afghanistan, and we welcome and encourage support from our international partners in this time of great need. The new funding brings total U.S. assistance to Afghanistan to more than $774 million in the last year, according to Secretary Blinken. Bill, a very good evening to you. News to me. You watched this story. The end of Afghanistan was the end of access to U.S. funds, to all of the funds that were underlining the government of Afghanistan before it fled to the Middle East and other watering climes. And right now, my understanding was the U.S. had crossed its arms and turned its back on the Taliban, ruling brutally in Kabul, as you always said it would. Women are persecuted and abused and dismissed. The arbitrary justice, men carrying automatic weapons in the street directing traffic. It is descending into the Taliban of the first iteration in 1996. So suddenly money shows up. We have no representatives in Afghanistan, to my knowledge. Bill, do you have an understanding of how the Taliban is distributing this money, or how the Taliban is dealing with the famine that we're said are preying upon the children of Afghanistan since last fall? Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, John. Yeah, all great questions. I mean, so as you noted, the U.S. has no ability to distribute this aid. They're saying it'll be distributed through the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, but there's no Americans on the ground. And so realistically, this aid would have to go directly to the Taliban. And I find it ironic for a group of people in Washington that were so committed to leaving Afghanistan and to abandoning Afghanistan, they're now in such a rush to provide money back into Afghanistan. And look, I am sympathetic to the Afghan people, and if this aid could be sent to them directly, I am all for it. However, it has to be distributed through the Taliban because they're the ones in control. I've been watching videos of monitoring the Taliban social media accounts, and I'm seeing flights from China, from Qatar, from I believe I saw Saudi Arabia that are directly transporting humanitarian aid to, and it's going right to the Taliban. The Taliban are on the tarmac and taking their photo ops. You know, look, if that's what they want to do, I am all for that. You know, a lot of these countries were the ones that, either secretly or in the case of Qatar and China, not so secretly supported the Taliban takeover. Let them fund this because we can't do this in good conscience. American taxpayer dollars should not be going to prop up a Taliban government because they will take credit for that aid.
My generalization about the Taliban, from your reporting, Bill, and from the reporting that we see somewhere in Europe, now and again an article about women being taken off air, women forced to retreat into the home and not welcome on the streets of the Taliban of Kabul, and the man directing traffic with an automatic weapon. I know I've seen that picture. Has Afghanistan reverted to complete darkness? Do we know what it looks like inside to live there? There were said to be lots of people, some of them American citizens or green cards, left behind.
Yeah, John, we don't know how many American citizens. This is another issue that's been very opaque for us since the U.S. withdrawal. And the U.S. State Department has said hundreds from the beginning, and they'll say hundreds even today. Afghanistan, I would say, is reverting back to the 1990s. It's happening. They've stopped girls from going to higher education. Women are have forced to wear the burqa. They're enforcing their version of Sharia. But there's also, you know, we see a degree of social media still coming out of Afghanistan. So they've moderated. In the case of that, though, as long as it's going to benefit the Taliban, they'll allow that information out. This could have come to no shock to anyone who's followed the Taliban and watched what they did in areas under their control when the Afghan government still existed. They were enforcing Sharia. They were beating and executing couples who eloped. They were, executing people who worked with the government. And this is just continuing to this day. It looks a little bit more open than it did in the 1990s. Some of that is due to proliferation of technology and social media. So back then, the Taliban wouldn't allow television or radio. Now they'll do that, but the Taliban will dominate those information or those platforms. So they're using it to their advantage. So in some cases, it may look a little bit better than it is, but it's all used for the Taliban purpose to impose their Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan.
To remind, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are one. Bill's report, Turkestan Islamic Party leader celebrates Eid in Afghanistan. Abdul Haq al-Turkestani, the head of the Al-Qaeda and Taliban-linked Turkestan Islamic Party, celebrated Eid al-Fitr holiday in Afghanistan. Bill, you write this up a week past, but it demonstrates that the Taliban is now no longer hiding the fact that it's directly linked to Al-Qaeda. And so when we talk about money being handled by the Taliban, these are Taliban who are working side by side with Al-Qaeda, similar to how people work with super predators next door. Welcome in your home. You're a predator, and here's a super predator, Al-Qaeda. Is the old mask dropping, Bill, or is this a mistake allowing in this particular celebration a man completely identified with Al-Qaeda to be photographed with the Taliban?
Yeah, John, so I think this is somewhat of a mistake. We've seen this happen with the Turkestan Islamic Party in the past where they've issued propaganda. So the Taliban works with these people, works with Al-Qaeda and the Turkestan Islamic Party, which is an Al-Qaeda branch, essentially. Just so you know, Abdul Haq al-Turkestani, I'll refer to him as Abdul Haq because there's another Turkestani in this video who is their propaganda chief and proselytizer for Afghanistan. That's how we know. So Abdul Haq is an Al-Qaeda leader. In the mid-2000s, the State Department designated Abdul Haq al-Turkestani and it noted that he sat on Al-Qaeda's shore or its central council. That hasn't changed. He is still a senior Al-Qaeda leader. By the way, we thought we killed him in 2010. He reappeared in 2014. And the Turkestan Islamic Party several times issued propaganda showing them fighting in Afghanistan. And the Taliban actually came out and denied it. Again, this is in an attempt to say that, no, look, everyone here is an Afghan national. There's no foreigners here. So sometimes these groups slip up or go off message. They just can't help themselves, John. They're celebrating the Taliban's victory, which is their victory. The Turkestan Islamic Party played a key role in the Taliban's victory in the north, particularly in Badakhshan province.
And Al-Qaeda is openly in Kabul now. I mean, we can identify these with photographs. Did this cause any alarm anywhere, Bill, in CENTCOM, that Al-Qaeda no longer hides its superior nature to the Taliban?
Yeah, and just to be clear, I'm not sure where exactly in Afghanistan this video was shot. It more likely than not was probably somewhere in northern or central Afghanistan. But look, after me reporting this, I expected the Taliban, because they have, we've noted this in the past, and I expected them to come out and deny it. They're not bothering. No one at CENTCOM seems to care. No one in U.S. intelligence have been contacted by anyone to talk about where I found the video or provide more information on it. My sources that I talk to in military and intelligence said there is zero interest in this, because again, it would go against the big lie of multiple administrations, starting with the Obama administration and the Trump administration and now the Biden administration, that Al-Qaeda is decimated and really doesn't have a presence in Afghanistan. Yet here we are. We have a member of Al-Qaeda's Shura of a significant Al-Qaeda linked group or an Al-Qaeda affiliate that is broadcasting from Afghanistan.
Bill Rajo, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, reporting on what we know, darkness visible, of Afghanistan. Famine, earthquake, aid, aircraft from other national great powers, China's mentioned, and now Al-Qaeda no longer hiding its face. We're going looking for Al-Qaeda elsewhere when we come back. I'm John Batchelor.